USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden says he's not walking back comments he made over the weekend in Poland regarding a regime change with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Russia. The president tries to explain what he meant.
I was expressing the moral outrage I felt toward the way Putin is dealing and the actions of this man, which is just brutality.
Biden adding that he's not concerned that his comments would escalate tensions over the war in Ukraine. The United Nations is demanding an investigation about alleged mistreatment of prisoners of war. The UN wants both Russia and Ukraine to launch probes. This comes after a video showed Ukrainian soldiers appearing to shoot those who were reportedly Russian prisoners. A senior Ukrainian presidential adviser on Sunday promised an investigation into what happened. USA Radio News.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490.
Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Again, 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490 today.
Or at SwissAmerica.com.
ISIS claims responsibility for an attack in Israel over the weekend.
Israeli officials are reporting ISIS terrorists killed two people and injured six in a shooting attack Sunday in the Israeli city of Hadera, about 31 miles north of Tel Aviv. The attack coincided with a regional summit in Israel's Negev Desert, where top diplomatic officials from the United Arab Emirates, Bahrain, Morocco, Egypt, Israel, and the United States are meeting to discuss security issues. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A former Boy Scout leader is being held without bond in connection to sexual abuse charges. Mark Chapman is the first individual to be charged after Michigan's Attorney General investigated allegations of sexual abuse against Michigan members of the Boy Scouts of America. A probable cause hearing is scheduled for April 6th. The Storm Prediction Center says more severe thunderstorms could be heading for the Great Plains on Tuesday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
The city of New Orleans is no stranger to a party, but the upcoming men's Final Four national championship game will be important. Mayor LaToya Cantrell saying there won't be a vaccine mandate and no masks are required during the college basketball championship.
Being able to walk and be maskless and indoor, we have worked hard to be in this position.
The mayor facing backlash from someone during Mardi Gras celebrations, she was seen not wearing a mask, dancing and partying, but other folks were told they needed to mask up. Many folks have been wondering for decades when we would touch the lunar surface again. During Monday's 2022 State of NASA address from the Kennedy Space Center, Administrator Bill Nelson says your wondering days are almost over.
That day is coming soon because not long from now, right out there on pad 39B, 8.8 million pounds of thrust will propel an uncrewed Artemis 1 into the heavens.
And then Nelson said Artemis will carry a crew to the moon and onto Mars by 2040. More severe weather is headed for the south just a week after being slammed with deadly tornadoes. The Storm Prediction Center issuing a level 3 severe weather risk for the Great Plains tomorrow. A level 3 risk for the lower Mississippi River Valley is being issued for Wednesday. More news at USARadio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.